But in Jeremiah 25, 17, it says this. This is Jeremiah. It says, "Then took I the cup at the Lord's hand and made all the nations to drink unto whom the Lord had sent me." So these are nations where Jeremiah is sent to preach. To wit, Jerusalem. So that's the first place he goes. Jerusalem and the cities of Judah and the kings thereof and the princes thereof to make them a desolation, an astonishment, and hissing, and a curse as it is this day. You say, oh, wow, big deal. So he's preaching in Israel. Well, what a shock. Okay. Well, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his servants, and his princes, and all his people, and all the mingled people, and all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, and Ashkelon, and Aza, and Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, and Moab, and the children of Ammon. You say, well, that's still stuff that's just in the immediate area there. And all the kings of Tyrus, and all the kings of Zidon, and the kings of the isles which are beyond the sea. Did you see that? The isles which are beyond the sea, Dedan and Tema and Buz, and all that are in the utmost corners, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mingled people that dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of the Medes, and all the kings of the north, far and near, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the world which are upon the face of the earth. Now, is Jeremiah preaching to a lot of kingdoms, or is it just me? That's a lot of kingdoms. I mean, I haven't even heard of many of those places. I don't even know what he's talking about. He's talking about all these cities and nations I've never even heard of. He's going to the north. He's going out. He's crossing the sea to places. He's going out into the deserts of the east. He's going to all these kings. He's going to every nation, every king upon the face of the earth. Everybody who's a king, he's going there and preaching to them. And it says in verse number 26, "And all the kingdoms of the world which are upon the face of the earth, and the king of Shishak shall drink after them." That's the last one he's going to do. "Therefore thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink ye and be drunken and spew and fall and rise no more because of the sword which I will send among you. And it shall be if they refuse to take the cup at thine hand to drink, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ye shall certainly drink. For lo, I begin to bring evil on the city which is called by my name, and how shall ye be utterly unpunished?" And you know, he goes on and on with the message from God, God's word being preached. So the man, one person, one prophet, Jeremiah, traveled to all those places and preached. It obviously took him years. But he went on a journey of many, many years and traveled to all these different nations preaching God's word as he went. So you can't tell me that God isn't caring about people, or he's not directing his servants and his prophets to go preach in all the world. It's not just a New Testament thing. Even in the Old Testament, they're preaching it to all the world. Many people are hearing the gospel.